This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
And I know you're listening from the driver's seat of that old Ford. And I know you miss me. Your pride must be sore. She's wearing an outfit from her mother's store. She's living a lie her heart can't afford. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my songs. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my songs. My song, oh, oh, oh. My song, oh, 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 oh. In my song, my lonely, lonely song. Got my fists up, but I don't wanna fight. And I can't find my day's love, 'cause I'm searching all night. She just wants a folk song, not anything more. She just wants a folk song, one she can adore. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my song. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my song.
That is music from 2024 Juno nominee Logan Stats. The song was called Folk Song that you just heard here on the Jukebox. Logan is up for Contemporary Roots Album of the Year at the 2024 Junos. Congratulations, Logan, and I'll see you out there. Now, to go back in the day, well, if you're back in the day is the 90s, then this would work for you. This is from 1996 and the group Moist. They are from Vancouver. They formed in 1992 and they were one of the first indie bands to really get a break at that time, and then signed with a major label and went off to great things. Not sure what the band's up to now, but I'm sure that like many that are putting out their 20th anniversaries or 30th anniversary deluxe editions, we may see something from them. But here's their hugely successful song, Resurrection, on the Jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
No!
That's a brand new jam from Sky Wallace, who lives here in Toronto. We've done a couple shows with Sky, and she's amazing. That track was called What Is Real and was produced by Hoxley Workman. She is an incredible artist. He's an incredible artist, and I hope you enjoyed that song. She's released 5 studio albums so far, and I can't wait to hear the entire album when it's done. I'm Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. We've got music coming up on the show from Raymond Chicharron, and this is from 2020, a release that came out of Montreal, Canada, but inspired by Colombian rhythms. Also on the show, Alex Cuba, who is a Cuban-Canadian singer-songwriter who sings in Spanish and in English. Last time I ran into Alex was in Roslyn, BC for a music festival. He's actually living in Smithers, BC, which is quite far up north, and he's been there for a while. And he's won 4 Grammy Awards for his work. This is from his 2019 release. And the song is called Sola Mia, featuring Lanel Garcia. This won a Grammy, of course. We also have music from Joel Wood, who is from Wild Rose Country, and will be in Halifax for the Junos because he has been nominated for Traditional Indigenous Group or Artist of the Year. So congratulations. Can't wait to see you out there, Joel. We met at last year's Junos in Edmonton. Speaking of Junos, we are so excited that you tuned into last week's episode that was just dedicated to Juno nominees. Now on the show, we've got a song called Bury My Bones. It's by Leonard Sumner, who's an Anishinaabe singer-songwriter who combines folk, hip-hop, country, and blends that all together to create a wonderful sound. He was the winner of the Indigenous Singer-Songwriter Award not too long ago. Here he is with Bury My Bones on The Jukebox.
Bury my bones at the mouth of the river.
Fill it up with stories and laughter, writing new chapters, reading old books and sharing them after. Green tea and coffee, no sugar, too cream. From the places we started, feels all like a dream. Don't wake me, don't wake me. I know I'm not sleeping completely at peace with the things I believe in.
Bury my bones at the mouth of the river. Let the land take back all the things that it gives us. I was there.
Way, oh, 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 way,
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Necesidad que yo no tenía, La más dulce realidad eres la manía que no quiero eliminar y nunca querría. Ya lo tienes que aceptar. Eres solo mía.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Good morning, it's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Makassa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by slam poetry winner JB, the First Lady.
That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit.
Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you.
And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream.
This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
From now until April 6, 2024, at the Western Front Gallery in Vancouver, get involved in the solo exhibition Feral Domestic by Danny and Sheila Restack, featuring a multi-channel installation of the video trilogy Feral Domestic and the three artist books of drawings, writings, and images. Admission is free, and more information can be found by visiting the Western Front website, westernfront.ca, or by calling 604-876-9343 for more information.